I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're taking a look at the voiceless victims of the Russian-Ukraine crisis, the children. Ukraine is home to over 100,000 orphans, and President of Bethany Christian Services, Bill Blackwire, says no one knows how the crisis will impact programs like their family preservation program. They help struggling families stay together and introduce them to Christ.
Given poverty or disease or I'll call it marital breakup, children sometimes will end up in an orphanage.
Crisis has stopped Bethany's program in its tracks. Pray for peace so groups like Bethany can help Ukraine's children. Next, despite the region's widespread violence against Christians, God is at work in the Middle East. In Egypt, an uncertain future has many people on edge. But Muslims are more open to the gospel than ever before, reports an Open Doors USA worker. A similar situation is taking place in Iran. Many Iranians are coming to Christ despite government oppression. You can read the entire report at our website and ask God to strengthen and encourage Middle East believers. And Resurrection Sunday is tomorrow. Have you told anyone who doesn't believe in Christ why this day is important? Well, David Shibley of Global Advance says they educate and equip pastoral and marketplace leaders around the world to share the gospel. In a couple of weeks, Dr. Shibley's meeting with leaders to discuss ways they can reach into the Middle East.
They're all very involved in vigorous and yet wise and strategic church planting within areas of Islamic strength.
You can partner with Global Advance by praying, giving, or going. Find specifics at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News, and when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.